from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Till I die. It's all Guru all the time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I wish anybody had that same energy for the Giants.
Man.
Like, seriously. When was the last time you walked down the street and heard someone say, hey, Giants or die?
Well, Shasky, when they, the 107 season, he ran down in Barcadero with the flag.
I was the one filming him.
So you had to keep up with them.
Yeah,
and Bonte was doing play-by-play.
He's actually in pretty good shape. I can't lie.
Dude, man.
I was winded, and I wasn't even the one yelling.
Yeah, Joe was running. No, that was the last time. How about that?
Yeah, probably. Instead of Giants or die, it's just the last word.
We got an answer on the text if you want to read it about what are they good at. I thought it was funny.
From the 925. Yeah, this is the question that we posed, because Farhan Zaidi said this during his opening press conference, so I kind of wanted to get into it.
You know, when you're a franchise like the San Francisco Giants and you're at that stature, your goal should be to be the best at everything. It shouldn't be a choice of analytics or scouting or something else. So again, I think, you know, ideally what we have is a special level of diligence, not just with some of the big picture moves that we've touched on already today, but making sure we don't leave any stone unturned in, you know, picking up players, you know, that might not make headline news when we acquire them, but wind up being really impactful players for this organization.
Should be the best at everything. Okay, yeah. This is from the 925. This is what the Giants are the best at. Signing the most mediocre players, they are great at that.
Man. And I will say this for Farhan, though, because there's a code I want you to play too.
Mediocre position players. How about that? They've signed some good pitchers.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Look, Gosman, Rodon, you know. Snell.
Still wish they had Gosman.
Yeah, yeah, okay. They do. But I'll say Rodon, he's pitching pretty well in the Bronx.
They flirted with all the big fish, man. That, when you asked me about the Farhan tenure, and you haven't, but if you were, just coming up second or third, man, not being able to close or solidify that deal with a bopper like a Judge or Bryce Harper or Correa, and the list goes on. But that, you know, and him having the audacity to say we can get I'm paraphrasing, Evan, you know, lower end talent, but we'll get them to fit in our system and we'll still ball out. That goes against you trying to get the Judges, or you making it look like you were in, but they were in, they were trying to get it. So bottom line is, they haven't got any fan favorites here of late. We've seen Ramos have a hell of a first year. We've seen Casey Schmidt last year look like he might have had the goods. I'm not even mad at those players. Still excited about Ramos. And now it's Fitzgerald's turn. But the bottom line, Evan, is when it comes to offense with the Giants, nothing has been infectious. They just can't get hot at the same time. And I know a lot of people have written, you know, around here in the Bay, pitching is the reason the Giants are where they're at. But from my vantage point, my friend, it's been their lack of offense.
Yeah, and they just got rid of a bat. Not a bat, but a bat. And he was starting to hit better. Right when you thought he was starting to turn a corner.
poof,
vamoose.
Man.
Gone.
I wonder how he's feeling before you got, you think he's left. What the hell?
Dude, he's going back to Atlanta. He's probably, he's probably, he's thinking everyone he possibly can. I'm going back to a place I was a World Series MVP.
He's smiling.
Dude, send me to Atlanta out of every place he was going to be traded to. Solaire.
To hell with the San Francisco fog. Yes. Man.
Send me to a place I can actually hit.
Yeah.
Does he have more than five home runs
now,
at Oracle Park?
Now, how about my bet with Steiny? Help me out, Kay. It was for 30 home runs.
Yep.
My mentions blew up yesterday, and I don't have an answer.
Well, I was with you, and we're both in trouble.
This guy is such a D. Yeah.
Because of?
Because it's just the math says it's, oh, okay. It's impossible.
But remember, you cited Cespedes years ago. They got traded and went on a binge.
That's true. When he got traded, I think it was it from the Tigers or the Red Sox, Ken, that Yoenis Cespedes got traded to the Mets. And that year, he had like 54 games for the Tigers. Yeah, and he hit like 17 home runs in 50 games. He's actually an MVP candidate because he helped him get to the postseason. But like that's the kind of run that Solaire would have to go on.
Boy.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein, Matt Steele, the Goober Johnson. We're talking about, it, like again, when you hear Farhan Zaidi, what have they been the best at? And as it relates to the trade deadline, which is coming up in 4 hours, what move must be made or not made? Like seriously, what do people want to see between now and 2 o'clock if they want to see anything that doesn't involve getting rid of the president himself? All right, Gary's in Daly City. Let's get out to a little bit further south. How's the fog down there, Gary? What's going on?
It's good. Hey, take this at 100-degree weather any day of the week.
There you go.
I grew up here in the city. No problem at all. Everybody complains. No problem. Go to 108 in Antioch. No, I'll stay here. Anyway, I've been a Giant fan since the 60s. No player is going to come here. I mean, come on. But let's be real. The Harper and all that was Scott Boras saying, hey, we got a sucker in the Giants. Let's drive the price up. Anybody knew that. Nobody. I mean, the only guy here is Ramos. But you got to have Snell's contract next year is probably $30 million, and the Giants have paid most of it. You got to have a buyer for him. I don't care who on that pitching staff, even Logan Webb. I would want to see who I could get for anyone. Duvall, people need a closer. But the Giants franchise hasn't operated like this. They need the people. They need the fair weather fans like the Warriors to put the butts in the seats. Because once those people start drying up, there goes the money for tickets for a lot of the things they want to promote. And the Giants aren't that type of organization. The Warriors aren't that type. I'm not comparing the Warriors to the Giants. Farhan's gone. Let's just put it like that. Well, Melvin was a recycled manager. But they don't usually operate a Baltimore Orioles team where the fans can be patient and rebuild. But I would go for as many top prospects as I can, especially with that second wild card where a lot of teams might be interested, especially in the American League, and even if you got to deal with the National League. I mean, period. I mean, there shouldn't be Duvall, Webb, whoever else is out there. I won't even hesitate.
Let me ask you this. Are you so sure he's gone with that move yesterday? I hear your passion, but are you so sure?
I don't know. Who knows? My voice. Who knows? Who knows? Because his job's on the line. I mean, he's gone. I mean, Farhan's gone. And Melvin's got to be looking around, too, saying if he's gone, he's gone. So who knows? And, you know, Pat Burrell should have been gone a long time ago. I'm tired of hearing Pat the Bat. Yeah, right. Give me a break. But I don't know. But you got to have another buyer on the other team. But you got to make Logan Webb and see what you. I would put guys out there just to see what the offers are.
Mm.
It can't hurt Duvall. How many guys could use a closer?
Man.
Well, are the Giants willing to do that to the fans that pay the big bucks and the TV market also? You know, in the radio market, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to do that because that would dry up real quick. And then we see who the real fans are. Like when there were 5,000 of us out there at in Oakland when the Warriors were going through their heyday. But that's all I'm trying to say because that's their main thing.
Yeah, I got you, Gary. I mean, that's, look, all fair points. But, you know, if you are ownership, I don't think you can really think about the last thing you want. I know. You don't want to be a bad team. You don't want to be stuck towards the bottom.
Well, you are a bad
bottom.
Team now, Evan.
No, they're a slightly below average team.
Yeah, but you've been that. You hadn't made the playoffs. You haven't won a playoff series in 10 years.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a non-playoff team and being where the Chicago White Sox are, which is a team that's lost 15 games in a row.
I got nothing for you.
And being forced to sell because the product that you put on the field is quite honestly disrespectful. And there are no fans that show up in Chicago to watch the White Sox. They might be watching at home. And ain't no way in hell I'm paying a dollar to go see that team. That might be one of the worst teams in Major
Just
League history.
$1.
Not even $1. I wouldn't pay $1 to go watch last year's Oakland Athletics, and I love the team.
Right.
I'll be at the game tonight. But the thing you can't have is 5,000 fans in your stadium. Like, that's worst case scenario for any owner. It's not the team being bad. It's not missing the playoffs. It's not being seen as a laughingstock. Unless all of those things combine to produce empty seats.
You are correct, but Evan, I'm just one of those guys at this point in my life, I don't give a damn about the owner's pockets. The bottom line is, when is this team going to be competitive? And for all the Logan Webb fans, you tell me if I'm barking up the wrong tree. Evan, if you're going to do it, damn it. There should be no untouchables on this team if you feel like you're that far from contention. And that's why last year's 180, when they went and spent and splurged and did gorilla tape, gorilla glue, duct tape, everything on trying to, you know, make this thing into a winner or be competitive, it's obviously not worked. So why would you be afraid for, I'm just asking you, for fans to get rid of a Logan Webb who could fetch you some, like, if you're going to do it, go all in. And I'm bringing up the R word, but the rebuild. Stoney was on that before he left. Like, that's what they need to do. But have we got any indication that they're ready for that? Now, if you tell me the owner doesn't want, you know, lack of seats, I get that. But about the right, technically, baseball thing to do, nobody on this team should be untouchable, Logan Webb included.
No, but see, you can't do that, though. A rebuild is not, like, I don't think fans are ready for what a full rebuild actually is. Mm. Like, in baseball, seriously. Like, that is being the bottom of the barrel for like five straight seasons and not having a single reason to watch your team. That's a lot of games to be bad. And that is the one thing I guess I would agree with this front office about, is that at least their goal is to be competitive every year. Now, they haven't accomplished that, and it hasn't gotten them anywhere, but they've never been so bad that they're, now they've been boring. That's where they're stuck.
Yeah.
Is that they're not that good. They're also not historically bad. But anywhere you slot them, they're boring. And that was supposed to change this year with how much money they spent. It hasn't. So what do you do from here? And that's why, actually,
$1 million question.
Well, the caller also brought up something I found interesting and been kind of, it's been rattling them around my brain. This concept of not being able to get anybody, right? You brought it up last segment, coming in second or third for all the big boys, you know, Harper, Stanton, Judge, whatever. You're never going to be able to sign a big position player. The time to acquire, if you want one, a big position player,
yeah,
is today. It's at the trade deadline. It's when the player doesn't have a say about where they go or if they're already under contract. That would be the reason why I would want to get a player out there. For example, there's a player tonight. He's playing for the Oakland Athletics. He's a pretty good bat. Brent Rooker hit 30 home runs last year, 25 home runs already this year. He's been the best DH in the American League. He's available at the deadline. I can go and trade for him, and then he has to show up next year, yeah, because he's under contract. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he's looking for an extension, but it's coming up in a year or two. If I trade for him, granted it's a haul, he doesn't have a choice. He has to show up next year. If I'm looking at Luis Robert, we talked about yesterday, he's under contract through 2027. He must be here. Brandon Lau is another player that's available for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been hurt a bit, but he's a 30-year-old second baseman with some pop. He's got two more years left at $10.5 and $11.5 million. That's a player I can trade for, and I don't have to worry about courting him in free agency because he's already on my team.
Yeah, Evan, I'm not mad at any of that. I just hate that it sounds so one-sided in regard to, obviously nobody's the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets, but they get what they want most of the time, or they're in it, the Padres. I just hate that you set it up that way, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right. It's almost like the Giants, in order to get something that fans want to flock to, they almost got to trap a said player and get him via trade. So,
but that's how it goes. Like, you have to the thing that does frustrate me with a lot of Bay Area baseball fans is I don't think they understand the market. Like, this, the San Francisco Giants of the 1950s, it's not the same deal. Like, being the third best brand on the West Coast, or the second best brand on the West Coast, however you want to slice it, means that you're going to come in second or third. If you are not the Los Angeles Dodgers, you don't get to cherry pick free agents. They say, I want to go to LA. And if I can't, well, then maybe I'll consider going to the Giants. But right now, there might be a team that has shown that they can get bigger names than the Giants in the San Diego Padres. So there's actually multiple choices on the West Coast of places you would rather go than perhaps San Francisco. That means that you're coming in second or third. So if that's the case, well, how do we get around that? You've shown that you can sign pitchers. That's good. You can get a big name pitcher and you can get a productive
one. Some players, Evan. What about the farm? That's what Farhan's specialty was supposed to be. And you're right in regard to the first place. Hey, that's not the only way in. That's not your only ticket into the playoffs. And if the Diamondbacks can go to the damn World Series out of nowhere, I don't think it's far-fetched for Giant fans to be like, well, what the hell are we doing? And it goes back to the homegrown talent that Farhan came over here with all that luster, being smartest man in the room. Luciano, Mata, all that was supposed to be ready now. So I'm not saying, I do understand the premise of you're not the Dodgers and maybe you're second and third. But what the Diamondbacks did to me, did and shown me, if I'm a Giant fan, if they can do it, why can't we? It doesn't make up for the non-mistakes. And now you got Luciano. Nobody knows what position. Those are blunders that just don't go away. Now, I get not signing the big names, Evan, but damn it, it can be done. And we're just talking about competing for a third wild card. The bar's been lowered, and they can't even do that outside of a couple years ago when they won 107. And you fired the manager that oversaw 107 for whatever reason, but the guy still running it seems to have 9 or 10 or 11 lives. And I'm just asking, because I don't know, Evan, when does the clock strike 12? When does he have to return those glass slippers? Because right now, this is not a Cinderella story, because it's just been a bunch of years of mediocrity.
Well, you asked about the manager. The first one was Kapler. Let's go back again to the initial press conference of Farhan Zaidi. Here's what he had to say about what he wants in a manager.
As far as managing the roster goes, I think that's in the purview of the front office. As far as the day-to-day management of the team, lineups, pitching rotation, bullpen, usage, that kind of thing, I mean, that's the manager's job. And as I see it, ideally those things work collaboratively. But to your point, you know, when final say has to be had, I think it's in the domain of the person whose job description says that.
You believe him?
I did that day.
Yeah, but see, that's how I feel. I feel hoodwinked and bamboozled. Like, analytics is like his last name, Farhan. Like, don't tell us that, because now we kind of, hey, we got, you know what I mean, Evan? Like, come on, Farhan.
His first hire was a guy that is, I'm going to just be honest, like, Gabe Kapler is the antithesis of that.
Man.
Gabe Kapler is not a guy that, even in his brief stint in Philadelphia, that showed he makes those choices and consistently makes good ones as far as in-game decision-making, roster construction, or lineup construction, I should say, managing a rotation. Was he bad at all those things? No. But was he, you know, anything exceptional? No. So when I hear Farhan Zaidi talking about what he wants in a manager, Bob Melvin to me is closer to that than Gabe Kapler is. But the issue isn't with the selection of the manager. It's with basically you selecting someone that is an extension of yourself or you wanting a manager that is an extension of the front office. And that's not what I hear when I listen to that statement. I hear Farhan telling us that they want someone that can make their own choices, that can fit the description of a manager. Well, it's almost like you want to be right in the middle, which is, again, where they are. That's where they are.
Bochy wasn't hanging around. If I just hate the fact that they ran a guy with three rings and he went and got a fourth one before you could even get back to the playoffs. But I believe Bochy, a guy I believe, Evan, manages old school with his gut, like a Bob Melvin, those Oakland teams that we saw Melvin get in the playoffs. And I thought he did that lineup. But there's just something about his tenure. And I know it's been 1 year, Evan, and not even 1 year exactly here in the Giants. But I feel like the computer, Farhan, or the powers to be, they have a say about Soler batting first. I don't think that, you tell me what you think, I don't think that's a Melvin vision of Soler, a guy that 38 homers on his resume, batting leadoff for a majority of the season.
In a perfect world, he shouldn't be hitting there. But it's a result of kind of the hand you're dealt. And that's where it feels like the Giants have been stuck in this repetitive process of basically being forced to move players into unfair positions, not because they're misreading the spreadsheet. It's because they don't have a choice. Like your leadoff hitter, you were supposed to pencil in for the better part of 162. He tore his shoulder. Yeah. He's out for the season. Well, then you tried.
I didn't bring that up.
Then you tried Luis Matos, and you found out he's probably a better bottom third hitter, or maybe even a hitter in Sacramento. Then you tried, you know, maybe Lamont Wade, but he can't hit leadoff against lefties because you want to keep his bat somewhere. Like, there's all these different configurations and machinations that Melvin has to sort through. And so, no, I don't think in a perfect world he wants wanted him to hit leadoff, but he could kind of be coaxed into it. And it feels like a lot of the decisions that they've made, I could kind of see it. You know, I can, but then when they turn out a 500 team or a sub 500 team, then it makes you go, why is there any reason left for me to trust you? Man. Why is there any reason left for me to say, nah, I could see it? Because now all we hear are fans and pundits going, eh, well, actually, I kind of don't see it. I really don't see it anymore. And it's not that these are poor, uninformed choices that they're making. It's that they have not hit on nearly enough of them for me to give the benefit of the doubt.
Not mad at all. Evan, my million-dollar question to you is, and you've said that I've said this to you, even starting last night, you and Kay, what does one have to do to get relieved from his duties in Farhan's position?
Well, what if I told you it was going to happen at the end of the year?
And that would mean, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. Then that would suffice. I think Giant fans would be like, okay, it's time for the next regime.
But you still have to wait 54 games for that to happen.
Yeah, and it could be an ugly 54, or you could get hot.
Yeah, I mean, if they get hot.
Like, if they make the playoffs, I think he avoids getting fired.
I agree. Yeah. But a lot's going to have to change. No, a lot is going to have to change. And a lot.
Well, the lineup did with that trade last night. Not for the better.
Well, and that's why, I don't know about you, Goo, but like they can't be done, right?
I think they are.
You think that's the first and final
move? Because what they need, Evan, and you mentioned those names, what are everybody else needs something too. And when have we saw the Giants outbid or do something or dangle or have the prospects to get that orca, that whale? But what bothers me is I wanted that whale to come and add to Soler and the rest of the Giants lineup. It keeps going to my theme that I'm holding on to. Okay, Evan, you get a bat, but you just let one get out of here.
Well, that's why
I hate that thought. Like, come on. Get bat, and bats like the Yankees, the Phillies, bats, the Dodgers. Like, you got a headache thinking about getting through the order.
Well, you can't go get enough bats to compete with those.
Give me something.
Was anybody watching the Phillies-Yankees game last night?
I know you think.
Look at those damn lineups. Like, seriously.
It's filthy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
You got Judge and Soto hitting back-to-back. That's like if...
by the way, your new guy Chisholm hit two home runs, by the way. No wonder.
Yeah, apparently he can hit a little bit.
Yeah. Some help
Soto
and protection.
And Judge is like having Alien and Predator on the same team.
Evan, it is, man.
It's a joke. I mean, the same with the Phillies lineup. And they're also struggling too, but they still have a ridiculous amount of talent. No. At the trade deadline, you can't... If I told you the Giants could somehow get, Luis Robert, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and... I don't know. We'll throw in Brent Rooker.
Oh, my gosh.
Lineup is still not better.
Oh, right.
Than those two that we saw last night. So that's not, you can't solve the problem in one day. But how can you at least move towards a solution? I didn't see them moving towards any sort of solution by trading Jorge Soler.
Okay. I'm with you. But can you understand how I was excited, and I think a lot of Giant fans, and you mentioned Jung-Hoo Lee who got hurt. You can't control that. But when they went and splurged, Evan, I thought we were going to get 162 of seeing if it could work. And to pull the plug this early on Soler, and now I don't know who will bat leadoff. Luciano's back. But is it a good Luciano's back? He's back because you got rid of Soler, and he'll be manning the DH position with Flores. Miss me.
Oh, that's why. That's
stupid almost.
I'll tell you who on the other side I would like to replace the DH spot, and I'll give you a hint. It's not Marco Luciano. It's not Wilmer Flores. It's not someone who's on the Giants team. Oh. But I'll give you that name on the other side.
Tease, people.
That's a tease. And but that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, this name might not really impress you much because he's not going to wholesale shift and change anything about where the Giants appear to be headed, right?
Is he better than what they have, though?
Yes, 100%. Okay. All right. But you need everyone else to also play better. You need pitchers to pitch better. You need guys in the bullpen to throw better. You need Duvall to stop looking like a deer in the headlights on the mound of the ninth inning. You need all these players to play better. And I'm not sure that Farhan Zaidi has put them in a position to do that. But we're going to continue to talk about it on the other side again, about three and a half hours away from the MLB trade deadline, wrapping up 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we are breaking down every angle of what has happened, or maybe better put, not happened with the San Francisco Giants between yesterday and now. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Go download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.